Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing we save time to waste time. Now, this is just kind of a theoretical podcast for you to think about and give your own opinions on. But it's based upon the premise that the present day, the contemporary way of doing things is so that we save as much time as possible during the working day, and therefore we actually spend time during our leisure period to make up on the fitness that we've not gained because of the way that we now save time. Now, I've said that in a bit of a complex way, so let me try and explain a little more. So let's imagine everything from 40, 50 years ago, everything from jobs generally being more manual to everyday things, simple things like if you wanted to change the channel on television, you would actually have to get up, walk towards the television set and physically press a button or turn a dial and change the channel that way, and then you would walk back to your seat. If you're thinking all the things like that, the way that we used to clean the houses and the way that we used to just kind of get on with our day, everything was a lot more physical, often in very little subtle ways, but it all added up. Even in the way that more people than ever drive now, public transport in general is better now. All this means that we tend to do a lot less walking, a lot less cycling, although yes, in some instances, cycling in particular is on the rise. But you know what I'm kind of getting at. In general, our day-to-day lives involve doing less little things. And that's not to, that's before we even get onto like actual paid work and how that we have a lot more robotics and just things to help us. We have everything in our life is to make things easier for us. So we don't have to physically work as hard. We don't have to do so much. We don't have to do it for as long. And that's great. You know, we think to ourselves, that's brilliant. You know, I can use the remote control to change the television channel. You know, there's that machine at work that does this, that and the other compared to what I used to have to do, where I used to have to walk around the factory floor more. Well, the problem with all of this is that it makes us unhealthier as people. And what industry has kind of exploded into life this century? Obviously it was there before, but it's more and more popular. It's the whole gym industry. It's the keeping fit, it's the getting fit, it's not just actual gyms, but it's things that we kind of use ourselves, all of the, say, pedometers, smartwatches, they're obviously the wearables that we have, but all of kind of like the clubs that we now go to, as I said, not just the gym, but the whole kind of leisure industry as a whole, leisure industry in respect to fitness and well-being, that's the side of it that I'm kind of referring to. That's all exploded, and the reason for that is because as a population, we're so much unfitter than we used to be. And that's because our natural daily way of life is so easy now. So let's break this down. We use all of this technology to make our life easier during the day. So especially at work, getting to work and kind of, you know, the general kind of household chores, everything is easier. We spend money on this technology. And then what do? In our free time. Well, whereas before we would probably actually relax, in our free time we now go to the gym, or we now do exercise, or we now do all sorts of things to gain the fitness that we've lost for our everyday life. And in general, we're paying for the privilege. So we're paying for our gym membership, we're paying for our wearables so we can keep track of all of our calorie intakes and what we've burnt and, you know, how many miles we've walked and all of this. So when you think about it, we're actually saving time just so later on in the day we can waste time. We're saving time during the working day and we're wasting time during the time when we're supposed to be relaxing. So have we actually really saved any time? You know, if we didn't have all of these little benefits that we do now, how about if we kind of went back to that, got our natural fitness through the little things that we used to do 40, 50 years ago. And then when it is our free time, we wouldn't have to go to the gym. We wouldn't have to spend money on a smartwatch because we would naturally be in shape. I mean, it's perplexing when you think about it. You know, we say to ourselves, oh, you know, I've got this bit of equipment. It saves so much time around the house when I'm trying to clean it. It saves so much time. Now I'm at work. I don't need to do what I used to do. Oh, and by the way, I've got a gym membership and I go 3 times a week and I spend an hour there and it takes me 20 minutes to get there. So, you know, all in all, I'm probably spending 6 hours a week kind of doing gym activities during the period of the day, which traditionally you would be relaxing and probably spending with friends and doing pleasurable activities. Now, I know it is pleasurable going to the gym and keeping fit, but even if you're doing it with other people, it is obviously predominantly you against yourself. It's you trying to get that level of fitness. And if you're working really, really hard, you probably don't have much time to interact with others anyway. So it's not the same. It's not the same as being fit and healthy and spending your kind of free leisure time with friends or family members, with you sitting around having a chat, doing something fun. You know, it's not the same. When you're working out really hard, you might be with other people, but you don't really have that same kind of connection that you would have done if you was with people in a more relaxed setting. Now, of course, we still find time to do those things, but it's interesting to think that we actually spend a large proportion of our free time making up for the fitness that we've lost by having all of these stress-saving mechanisms in the earlier part of the day. It's just crazy. And as I said before, we're also, in general, spending money for the privilege. So we're saving time, and in some instances, saving money, to waste time and spend money. So it's the same. All we've done is we've switched everything around. It's a concept that takes a little while to get your head around, but when you think about it, are we better off now or then? You know, what is the best option? It's like we've gone full circle. We've spent all of this time and effort developing these products and kind of systems that can save us time in one part of the day, which just mean we have to spend it in another part of the day. You know, if you was a conspiracy theorist, you might even say that some of the major gyms are probably all owned by corporations who are also the ones developing technology that mean that we don't need to move in our everyday life. Now, of course, I don't think that's correct. I mean, I've not done any research in it, but wouldn't that be fascinating if that was actually true? It's just mind-boggling to think of the amount of time and money we spend on getting fit and staying healthy, where our past generations did so just in their life. They didn't need to go to the gym. They didn't need to buy any technology to monitor their calories. They was just in shape. They was naturally in shape because their day-to-day life kept them healthy. And we've gone so far the other way now that we don't really save any time. All we're doing is moving the time. We're not getting up to change the television channel. We're not having to move from one side of the office to the other because everything kind of just automatically comes to us. But then at the end of the week, we haven't burnt enough calories. So then we say to ourselves, well, we need to lose weight. We need to do this. We need to do that. We need to join a club. We need to join a Weight Watchers type kind of organization so that we can make sure that we're fit and we're healthy. Whereas in the past, that wasn't necessary. So who are the winners and who are the losers? I really don't know. I'd love to hear your thoughts. It's something that has kind of been in my mind for a while, really, trying to figure out what was the better way of life, what period of time suited us best, what era did we truly have the most free time, what era did we truly have the most kind of opportunity to make our own choices of how to live. It's something that you can kind of argue back and forth with, and everybody's going to have their own slightly different take on things. But at the end of the day, I don't think there's any doubt. We save time to waste time.